Now, we've all watched movies where one minute you're on the road and the next minute the chase continues and you're on the water. And the man who is making that fiction a reality for us in the Western Cape is Keith Lindsay. He is bringing us an amphibious vehicle which operates on land and on sea. And I'm so excited, I must say, I saw this on social media and I just had to chat to Keith. Because I love the idea. Now, being in the transport sector myself, I can just imagine the hoops that Keith must have had to jump through in order to make this happen, because one is dealing with two regulatory bodies. And of course, there's all kinds of compliances that need to be put in place. But let's save the boring stuff for Keith, because that's what he has to do to make this come to life. I want to hear the romance behind the concept, the story of what brought the duck, if that's what we are calling it, what brought the duck to Cape Town, Keith?
Hi, Janet. Thanks for having me on. In 2008, I was on holiday visiting my brother in the US in Boston, and having small kids of 3 and 18 months, they said one of the definitive and iconic things you need to do in Boston is go on the Boston Duck, and the duck is actually a derivative of the General Motors DUKW craft that was used as a landing vessel in World War II, and there was a huge
How
surplus of them.
interesting is that?
Yes. And so the troops quickly shortened it to duck, of course, ducks being on land and water. And there was a massive surplus of these after the war, and they were turned into tourist vessels, and Boston was one of the first. And Boston today has about 30 of these, or 35 of these, running around, starting from three different locations. There's a tour through the city, and there is a splash into the bay, and it's a great, well-rounded, tourist attraction. And when I was on that in 2008, I said, "Wow, Cape Town's sort of tailor-made for it." And I believe that we have a better city, and we have a better body of water to do this in. And that was the kind of, that was the kind of nexus of the idea that was there in
Wonderful.
2008.
And this is a long time coming because the seed was planted in 2008 on a holiday, and it's now many, many years later. And it's pretty, you've been pretty patient. What have you been up to in between, Keith?
Well, I have had a career in marketing and advertising. I was a co-owner of an ad agency group for well over 25 years. We sold. My kids are now a little bit older, but I've always had this idea in the back of my head of bringing it to fruition. And I felt that it was a kind of a feel-good challenge, a positive story to tell that Cape Town was ready for.
Well, Cape Town is always game for everything. We now we have a
Indeed.
Time Out Cafe, which is also in New York and Dubai. So it's just perfect that you're bringing the duck to us.
Exactly. And then, of course, one of the things we didn't want to do, and this is really, really important, is use these repurposed World War II vessels. They've had some bad press around the world. Their safety standards are not what we were comfortable with. So we've actually imported a vehicle from Seahorse Amphibious. It's a brand new custom-built vehicle that complies with all modern standards from both the MCA, which is the UK Maritime and Coast Guard Authority, and our very own SAMHSA, which is the South African Maritime Safety Authority. So
Wonderful.
we wanted it to make sure there was a modern safety vessel with multiple, compartments, watertight compartments, and encapsulated foam and bilge pumps and everything else that goes with it. So that's a really was really, really important for us.
So
I
now,
must say,
Keith, if I may ask, what can we expect from this experience? What does it
well,
feel
it's
like to
great that
be on the
you it's
vessel?
great that you asked that, because people think it's just about a bus that floats, and I like to tell people that that's about 50% of the experience. The balance is based on this concept of edutainment, and that's why we don't have, a pre-recorded tour guide. We have live tour guides who also double up for safety as the extra crew member, and we would like to tell the quirky history and facts about Cape Town. So we spent quite some time with Jim Hislop, he's a Cape Town historian, to tell even Capetonians the things that they don't know, about the Penny Ferry, why Gallows Hill Traffic Department is called Gallows Hill. And there's so many things that people drive past every single day that they don't really have a view on. When we come
Tell me,
down,
please, how long will this tour take?
the tours will be approximately an hour around the world. That has been found to be the perfect time for keeping the interest levels high and the energy high, and kids could stay engaged for that amount of time. So about a third of that time, 20 minutes to 25 minutes, depending on traffic, is on the road. So we leave the waterfront. We essentially go past Somerset Hospital, Runnymede Market, Fort Wynyard, the stadium. We then go down FitzSonnenberg. We get onto Somerset Road, and we tell the story of Gallows Hill, as I said, Burckhardt, Signal Hill, etc. And then we turn back into the waterfront. That's about 20, 25 minutes. And then we come down, there's a slipway in front of the Cape Grace Hotel. We come down that into the water, in the marina. We go around past the aquarium, the seal platform under the Baskill Bridge, and then into Albert Basin, and then under the swing bridge to Victoria Basin. And once we're on the water, the tour takes on a more of an eco-marine theme, and we're very lucky to have worked with Brett Gladsby, who does the Enviro walking tour around the waterfront. He's been a key contributor of our input there. So I think, both from an historical interest and a marine ecological theme perspective, it's an engaging, tour. And of course, in the quieter moments, we have a great sound system on board, so we'll be playing some local Cape Town music. And I think it's old and young alike will find it, fully engaging and highly entertaining.
Sounds wonderful. So when I get onto the bus, am I able to get a coffee or do I bring my own coffee on board?
No, we're going to have facilities before and on after, because we'll have in the summer up to 10 tours a day, and we need to focus on a quick turnaround time. We actually don't and won't permit eating and drinking on board except for water, but that's really just to make sure that the incoming passengers don't have a grubby bus, if I can put it that way.
Yes, and
But
you don't have to stress about cleanup time.
But this is pretty much the modus operandi around the world. But of course, our starting and ending point will be a sort of a fun place to be. And I think at an hour, there's not really enough time for that. It's like almost like catching a plane
Absolutely.
between here and George. By the time you sit down, it's time to get off. Although it will be a very, very exciting, fun-filled hour.
Well, I am just so excited. I'm looking forward to doing the experience, Keith. And what is the timeline like? Do you have some delays or when are you launching?
No, we're pretty close now. We've penciled in our official start date of the 30th, Tuesday, the 30th of July, with a little launch function. If we get all our boxes ticked before then, which looking quite likely, we'll start with a soft launch. But our big bang with media support is being planned for the 30th of July.
Wonderful. Well, Keith, we are all pretty excited, and I'm so glad that we are able to do this throw forward. It's going to be interesting to experience the duck, and I'm sure as it drives past, people are going to be turning around and looking at it, and there's going to be people gathering even as you launch into the slipway. Just out of interest to see what it's all about. So I'm anticipating some exciting days ahead for you. And I wish you and the team all the very best with Duck. It sounds wonderful. It's the first of its kind. And of course, we're always, always wanting to know about those seminal experiences. So please do keep us updated.
I will do. I
And
will do.
we look forward to chatting to you maybe in 3 months' time once you have built some traction and
Yes, of
chatting
course.
to the people who've experienced it to see what their opinion is. So definitely we'll do
Oh,
a follow-up story on this.
thank you so much. I just have two things to add is that our website
Yes.
will have lots of bundle deals for families and for larger parties. So I would encourage people to keep coming back and checking
Will
for
you
that.
give us that website address, please,
Yeah,
Keith?
it's very easy. It's theduckco.co.za. We have
Excellent.
our holding site up there at the moment. It's not the final one, but you can certainly go on to and you will be able to book tickets through that as well, theduckco.co.za. And then, yeah, and the final thing is to say is our second one arrives in January, February. So we'll have two. So that's going to be
Wonderful.
super exciting. Yeah.
Yes, wonderful. Well, we're holding thumbs and we're getting our amphibious feet ready, and we're looking forward to the experience and wish you all the best, Keith. Thank you for
Thank
joining
you so
us
much, and thank
today.
you for the opportunity to chat.
Absolutely. We at Jet Setting with Janet are super excited and are watching this with great interest.
Thank you.